Right after winning the Republican nomination, Congressman Ron DeSantis appeared on Fox News and said this in reference to Gillum, the Democratic nominee, who is African American.
The last thing we need to do is to monkey this up by trying to embrace a socialist agenda with huge tax increases and bankrupting the state. That is not going to work. That's not going to be good for Florida.
Later, DeSantis said his comments were directed at Gillum's policies and not the candidate himself. But many, such as Nova Southeastern political scientist Charles Zeldin, feel he's injected racism into the campaign early.
He has. Whether he intended to or not, he has. But even if he didn't mean it in a racist manner, it comes across as a dog whistle to racists. And you've got to abide by not only what you meant to say, but what people take it as you're saying. This goes down as definitely an unforced error.
When asked by CNN's Don Lemon if he's afraid of President Donald Trump's support for DeSantis, Gillum said his race would be about uniting the state.
The job of the governor of the state of Florida is to do what is in the interest of all the people of the state of Florida. That's what I've committed to doing. I'm a Democrat, but most importantly, I'm a Floridian who wants to build a state that has room for everybody.
The Florida Democratic Party immediately decried DeSantis' comment as racist and disgusting and sent emails of it to the media. Zeldin says look for the remark to have a longer than normal shelf life in the campaign.
Basically making that argument that here we have another guy who's playing the old dog whistle game and playing to the racist core of Trump supporters. The key is driving out the vote for the Democrats, and that's what they need more than anything.
In the early days of the campaign, Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam was the Republican frontrunner. He campaigned longer, raised more money, and built the support of the GOP establishment. Then came DeSantis with President Trump's endorsement.
Florida has a closed primary, so the emphasis here is on speaking to the hardcore base who turn out to vote in primary elections. The base in Florida is very strongly pro-Trump. It's also that he was on almost every day, it seemed like, on Fox News. That gave him a visibility that Putnam couldn't overcome.
Andrew Gillum emerged from a field of five candidates, including former Congresswoman Gwen Graham, who was seeking to be the state's first female governor and win the office once held by her father, Bob Graham. Zeldin contends that Gillum won the nomination with his performance in the first Democratic debate.
Graham played it too safe. She came across a little bit mealy-mouthed. Gillum was the most charismatic member on the stage, that he made the most sense. The concern was, is this guy electable? Does he have the resources to run in the primary? Obviously, he did.
It's crucial, says Zeldin, for Gillum to coalesce three separate voting blocks: African Americans and other minorities, young voters, and women who have become disenchanted with the Republican Party.
He's going to need to bring out the African American voters in Obama-like numbers. He clearly was speaking to younger voters because they absolutely need young voters to come out in large numbers. And then there's the college-educated women. That gives them a successful coalition.
One of the most vital pieces of business for both candidates will be selecting a running mate. For Ron DeSantis, it's likely to be someone who shares his pro-Trump views.
If the people who got you into the race are diehard Donald Trump supporters, picking somebody as an establishment undercuts your message. In a sense, they're trapped, even though they're the establishment. The Republicans are the ones who run Florida. They picked a candidate who's selling himself essentially as an insurgency candidate.
Meanwhile, many say that Gillum would do well to add the second-place primary finisher, Gwen Graham, to the Democratic ticket.
She brings some balance with more moderate roots. It brings in the gender balance that can serve him well. And it's very telling that in her concession speech, it wasn't a case of, oh, damn, we lost and good luck to you. It was, we need to win this race. I'm backing him 100%.
The Panhandle is not expected to embrace Andrew Gillum's campaign. The goal, says Nova Southeastern's Charles Zeldin, is convincing Democrats in the Panhandle to show up and vote. For both candidates, Zeldin believes South Florida in general and Broward County and Orlando in particular are all vital for a win in the fall. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.